6 o'clock.
CBS News, I'm Peter King. A federal investigation is over. Sources tell CBS News that Officer Darren Wilson is not likely to face federal charges in the shooting death of unarmed teen Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. CBS's Bob Orr.
Sources say the FBI has completed interviews with more than 200 people. And agents have reviewed numerous surveillance tapes and cell phone videos, which captured part of the fatal incident. Sources say no evidence has surfaced that Wilson broke any federal law.
Brown's family says it won't comment until the official word is out, but that's not stopping some local politicians from speaking out.
The streets of Ferguson quiet overnight, but State Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal says if this news of no federal charges becomes official,
we're going to have discontent and civil unrest.
Chappelle Nadal, who was in the streets in protest in August, says she wants the Department of Justice to release the evidence and testimony it considered. She also expects civil suits against Officer Darren Wilson and the city of Ferguson. Michael Calhoun, CBS News, St. Louis.
There's a decision on what to do with the home of Sandy Hook school shooter Adam Lanza, who killed his mother and then 20 first graders and six educators just over 2 years ago. In Newtown, Connecticut, WFSB TV reporter Jason Fraser says the legislative council met last night.
One by one, members of the council agreed with the first selectman.
Yes.
Mr. Morello?
Aye.
The home will be demolished, but it's unclear what will eventually replace the Lanza home.
The commander in charge at Guantanamo Bay Naval Base is out of a job, spokesman Mike Andrews.
Captain John R. Nettleton, commanding officer, Naval Station Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, was relieved due to loss of confidence in Nettleton's ability to command.
Investigators are reportedly looking into Nettleton's alleged affair with a woman whose husband recently turned up dead at Gitmo. This is the 42nd anniversary of the Supreme Court Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion. House Republicans have changed plans for new and restrictive legislation. We get more live with CBS's Heather Bosch.
Outcry from women in the GOP itself sank a bill that would have criminalized nearly all abortions after 20 weeks. Exemptions for rape and incest would have only been granted to women who had previously reported those crimes to authorities. Critics say that harms women who've already suffered. Federal figures show most sex crimes are not reported. Instead, the House will vote today to forbid taxpayer-funded abortions, a ban that's largely already in place, Peter.
In Edgewater, New Jersey, investigators are looking for the cause of a huge fire that gutted a four-story apartment building. Hundreds are homeless, but there were no deaths or serious injuries. Mayor Michael McPartland.
With a fire of this scope, to have no loss of life and so many people displaced, we actually feel fortunate and thankful.
New England Patriots head coach Bill Belichick meets the media in just a few hours. Expect lots of questions about those allegedly deflated footballs, but not necessarily any answers from a coach who's not known for opening up to the media. S&P futures are up 4. This is CBS News.
I'm Murphy, a service tech at a Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center.
I need help.
They always do.
I'm overdue for an oil change.
No problem.
Tire rotation?
Got it.
Top off the fluid?
Yep.
Check the battery and filters?
Roger.
The sprocket lockets?
No such thing.
Seeing if you're listening.
I haven't stopped.
No, today's Saturday, and I don't have an appointment.
Now you do.
Cool.
Very cool.
No appointment necessary. Weekend hours and trained techs ready to give your car the works. Quick Lane is ready to serve. Visit quicklane.com.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
In London, Secretary of State John Kerry is representing the U.S. at a meeting on how to defeat ISIS fighters in Iraq and Syria. More from CBS's Larry Miller.
The 21-nation conference is trying to figure out how to beat the Islamic State on the ground, but also how to overcome its propaganda and stop its funding. British Foreign Secretary John Hammond says there's urgency, that ISIS is not just a regional threat.
We've seen ISIL-inspired terrorist attacks in France, in Belgium.
Hammond says Iraqi forces are months away from launching effective combat ground operations against ISIS. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
In East Ukraine, officials say at least 7 people have been killed after a Donetsk city bus was hit by an artillery shell. A rebel official puts the number of dead at 10. Fighting between Ukrainian government troops and separatist forces have surged since New Year's Day. That followed a truce and a month of relative quiet in East Ukraine. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hunting for a used vehicle you can trust? All Honda certified pre-owned vehicles are backed by an outstanding Honda limited warranty that provides coverage of engine and transmission components for up to 7 years or 100,000 miles from the original purchase date. They're even KBB.com's most trusted brand for 3 years running. We think that's pretty trustworthy. Find the right vehicle for you at HondaCertified.com and search for local inventory. Start something special with Honda certified pre-owned vehicles.
Based on 2014 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information. See your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
This morning on WCHL, there have been ripple effects emanating through the UNC campus following news that Tom Ross would be transitioning out of his role as president of the university system over the next year. The Chapel Hill Town Council will hold a meeting tonight to discuss the Obie Creek development project. And Tuesday, the Carborough Board of Aldermen heard extensive public comment on the latest big development proposal in the community, a plan for a four-story arts and innovation center adjacent to 300 East Main Street. These stories and more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, the Carolina men's basketball team used a blistering offense to cruise past Wake Forest last night, 87-71. And...
so how did the Patriots deflate 11 footballs before last Sunday's game?
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07, WCHL. A little bit chilly this morning. It is 30 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. A little bit of surprise, a little frost on the windshield this morning. It'll take you a couple of extra minutes, so allow yourself a little extra time. And partly sunny today, high today in the low 50s. And otherwise a nice day. It's starting out a little bit chilly this morning. Thanks for being with us this morning on WCHL. You know, there have been many ripple effects emanating through the Carolina campus following news that Tom Ross will be transitioning out of his role as president of the university system over the next year. One UNC branch of note in this discussion is the UNC School of Government. Tom Ross held a position as a member of the faculty at the then-named Institute of Government after graduating from UNC's law school in the middle 70s. And Ross has been a proponent of the school during his time guiding the UNC system. Tom Thornburg is Senior Associate Dean of the School of Government. He says that after what they bring to the table is unique from the rest of UNC.
We provide training for officials. So, for example, when they're new mayors, we invite them to a school and do training there. When they're new judges, we invite them to a school and do training there. Ongoing education for officials is provided in part by the School of Government with help from other organizations and often co-sponsored by other organizations.
Beyond the on-campus training, the School of Government offers ongoing advising to newly elected officials as they come upon new experiences. And the school conducts research intended to help those officials better serve their communities. Now, in addition to working with elected officials, Thornburg says that the school also offers a graduate-level program.
We are really focused on sitting public officials in North Carolina. So that is an unusual mission within the university. It is a service mission. We do work with graduate students. We have a program for Master of Public Administration students. That program's here in part because many of those people graduate and then go work in government.
But the School of Government does not offer any undergraduate programs. With new leadership coming to the Board of Governors, it's possible that undergraduate programs may be in line for more funding than graduate level work. Thornburg says that because the school's work doesn't line up with traditional classes on campus, it has always been a priority to prove the school's worth when budget cuts are discussed.
An important job for us always is showing officials in the university, either at UNC Chapel Hill or the greater university, the work we do and helping them understand how it's different from other parts of the university and helping them understand that it's important to the university. We don't expect that piece to change with what's going on with the presidency.
President Ross will be heading up the university system until January 3rd of 2016
or until a successor is found, whichever date is later. Following his tenure, Ross will have a year of paid research, according to his contract, before having it permanently tenured professorship at the UNC School of Government. Thornburg says that they would be thrilled to have President Ross back on the roster.
I expect someone like President Ross will have other opportunities as well, but we'd certainly welcome him back to our faculty.
Thornburg adds that the School of Government reaches 10 to 15,000 elected officials with the training that it offers. On Tuesday, the Carborough Board of Aldermen heard extensive public comment on the latest big development proposal in our community, a plan for a four-story arts and innovation center adjacent to 300 East Main Street that joins Ephesus Fordham, Obie Creek, The Edge, downtown Chapel Hill, Lloyd Farm, and more as potential sites for major developments and redevelopments in Chapel Hill Carborough. Some contentious conversations are already taking place about what people want to see in those locations. But what should we be seeking in these new developments if and when they come? What should be there and what should not? Yesterday, WCHL's Aaron Keck spoke with Kristen Smith of the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce.
The cake is one of there's one of several big development projects that's going on right now. That's the big one in Carborough, of course, in Chapel Hill. There's that of Ephesus Fordham discussion going on right now, Obie Creek in the works, and downtown is just down the road. And there's other big projects in the works.
The Edge continues to be
in Northern Chapel Hill and Lloyd Farm and Carborough. And they're all of these are going to be potentially contentious conversations about, like, what if we want to see significant change in these focus areas, what is it that we want to see in terms of mixed-use development, in terms of residential, in terms of business, what types of business, in general, what should we be looking for?
Well, I think sometimes what I feel like is missing from these conversations, and contentious is a good word, is the trade-off, the impact of the rural buffer, and what are the trade-offs there. Rural buffer, what it was is a strategic choice by this community in 1986 that I think people in these conversations, we don't recognize the impact on the cost of land, and then we don't understand the trade-off. So the trade-off is we decided we weren't going to have sprawl, but the trade-off is that we're going to grow denser inside. And I think that sometimes that overall is missing from these conversations. What things are we looking for? Because we want diverse communities, because we want to shift some of the tax burden, because we want revenue to pay for things, we're going to look for development that's going to help us attract private sector jobs, development that will create more retail opportunities. So we're not always shopping outside of county. We're going to look for development that creates more diverse housing options. I mean, everyone has said affordable housing has to be a priority, and I would push and workforce housing, and where can we seize opportunities there? That is Kristen Smith at the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce speaking with Aaron Keck yesterday here on WCHL. There's more to that interview. You can get it on our website at chapelborough.com. WCHL News Time is 6:12.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, it's clear to us that buyers benefit from having their own agent, whether a first-time buyer or someone who has done it numerous times. Agents at Franklin Street bring an uncommon body of knowledge and experience to the table.
Finding the right home can be easy or it can be torturous. Getting from contract to actually owning requires tenacity and a clear head. Emotions can run really high during the process on both sides.
People can get really uptight about money, and in our market, we're talking a lot of it. 1 or 2% of the price can be thousands of dollars. We are really good at keeping the numbers in perspective, and negotiating the purchase price is probably the easiest part of the whole thing.
No kidding. Due diligence, inspections and repairs, low appraisals and other loan problems, and the resultant delays in closing. Did we mention that emotions on both sides can make these issues seem insurmountable?
That's why we're here. Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Find us on the web at franklinstreetrealty.com or on the phone at 929-7174.
When you save money and join the 97% of people who are satisfied with GEICO, it's hard not to give yourself a big thumbs up. But why do we humans use the thumb to express approval? Here, I extend my stubbiest of digits in your honor. Some human behaviors don't make sense. And some do, like switching your car insurance to GEICO, which people have been doing for over 75 years. And that's worthy of a big thumbs up. Perhaps two.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Dr. Adam Goldstein with the University of North Carolina Department of Family Medicine and Your Health Radio. Do you need help to understand health insurance on the marketplace? Join us at a free event on Saturday, February 7th, 9 o'clock to 3 p.m. at the University of North Carolina General Internal Medicine Department, 102 Mason Farm Road, Chapel Hill, where you can discuss your questions with the counselor. Call 919-966-2276, extension 238 for details. The number again is 919-966-2276, extension 238.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station with UCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It's 6:15. The Chapel Hill Town Council will be holding a meeting tonight to talk about a large project in the Chapel Hill community. We talked about development in Carborough, and tonight they will discuss development in Chapel Hill. Main topic on the agenda tonight will be the Obi Creek development project. A facilitated discussion will be held by Victor Dover and his team from the planning firm Dover Cole and Partners, and Wade Walker from Alta Planning and Design about land use in southern Chapel Hill. Of particular interest is the town on Southern Village Park and Ride Lot, that whole area. The meeting will be held at 7 o'clock this evening in Council Chambers at Town Hall. A public session and a special council meeting will then be held on Friday concerning the project. Momentum is slowed for a proposal to shift control of North Carolina's Medicaid program from the Department of Health and Human Services to a new 8-member panel of health experts. The General Assembly's Government Watchdog Oversight Committee met on Wednesday but did not vote, as previously expected, on legislation recommended last week by one of its subcommittees. Committee co-chair Senator Fletcher Hartzell says it was decided more discussion was needed on the bill because several House members on the committee have been replaced in recent days. Two key House Republicans on the subcommittee are no longer on that panel. Hartzell says the bill could be considered at a later meeting, but at least one House member and the state Medicaid director raised concerns about the measure yesterday. And Michael Jordan was rather emotional last night. He fought back tears as he accepted an award for being named the Charlotte Business Journal's Business Person of the Year. Charlotte Hornets owner said during a 9-minute speech, actually it was not last night, it was Tuesday night, that aired on the organization's website, that while he's received many awards as a player, this one was different. Jordan became emotional, saying, quoting here, "I've been criticized in a lot of different areas from a business standpoint, but I take pride in the ideas and concepts and views that come out of this organization to build the type of basketball program that the city of Charlotte can be proud of," unquote. Jordan, who took over the Hornets' primary owner in 2010, says he's committed to the organization long-term and plans to win multiple NBA championships. Well, good luck with that. It's 6:17 at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. Not a lot of traffic out there so far, let's be honest about it, but you're going to have to allow yourself a little bit of extra time this morning to defrost your windshield. Well, if you park outside overnight, it is a little bit chilly out there, 30 degrees this morning. It's going to warm up to about 52 today. Partly sunny skies, actually not a bad day at all. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cold with lows in the low 30s. On Friday, cloudy with a chance of rain, mainly in the afternoon. Cooler with a high of about 40. I transition right from traffic into weather. Let me just say that if you have anything to report as far as traffic is concerned, then you can call Nikki Morris back in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro with any information and become a WCHL Road Warrior. And this report brought to you by the Chamber of Commerce. Celebrate the successes of our business community at the Chamber's annual meeting presented by the Europa Center Thursday, January 29th, 1 week from today at 11 a.m. at the Sheraton Chapel Hill. Tickets are on sale now, $55 for members, $70 for non-members. Register online at carolinachamber.org/annual meeting. Kind of took care of traffic and weather together right there in one fell swoop. Now, WCHL Championship Sports. The number 15-ranked North Carolina men's basketball team used a blistering offense to cruise past Wake Forest last night, 87-71 at Joel Coliseum in Winston-Salem. With that win, Tar Heels are looking good on a bit of a momentum streak here. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more.
Bryce Johnson with it. Well out on the right. He'll find Page. He's going to try a tough three. Buries it from the left. That was Jones Angel of the Tar Heels Sports Network with the call. It was that kind of night for the Tar Heels, at least offensively. UNC recorded its highest shooting percentage from the floor all season, draining 6 out of every 10 attempts as a team. With the loss, Danny Manning's Demon Deacons dropped to 9-10 overall and a 1-5 mark in league action. UNC's hot shooting stifled any hopes for an upset bid, and for the first time since the 2007-2008 season, Carolina begins the ACC campaign with a 3-0 road record. But maybe the most encouraging aspect of the game for UNC head coach Roy Williams was the physicality displayed by his team in finishing baskets inside. The Tar Heels owned a commanding 50-26 edge in points in the paint. Not all news was positive for Carolina. Freshman talent Theo Pinson went down with a bruised left foot and didn't return to the game. Nate Britt also got banged up Wednesday night. Pinson and Britt join a laundry list of injured Tar Heels, including Joel Berry, Stillman White, and Luke Davis. With that in mind, Coach Williams says there's no rest for starters like Marcus Page and Justin Jackson.
It was a weird night for us. We were a little low on personnel and then lose Theo, and then at the end lose Nate too. So it was Justin Jackson, I think, played the entire second half, and I think Marcus may have played the entire second half, and we needed him to do some things like that. It's tough stretch. We're in 4 games in an 8-day period or 9 days, depending on which way you want to count it.
Offensively, Coach Williams couldn't find much to gripe about.
Shot selection in the second half was much better than it was in the first half. We had one. Offensively, we were really good.
Pervasive foul trouble forced UNC's hand on the defensive end. The Tar Heels played a good bit of zone.
Played more zone tonight than we've played in all the games put together this year, but we did it because we had early in the second half, JP, Kennedy, and Marcus, all three had 3 fouls. First 2 minutes of the second half. So we just tried to buy some time with it and hoped that they would hustle it just like they would hopefully hustle man-to-man. And they made a couple of threes, but I do think that it bought us some time, and that's what we were looking for.
UNC junior forward Bryce Johnson turned in an impressive performance, leading the Tar Heels in scoring with 19 points on a sharp 8-for-11 shooting. And despite getting into foul trouble early, UNC sophomore forward Kennedy Meeks continued to battle, closing with 16 points and 8 rebounds. Johnson says an attacking mentality on offense paid off in spades.
Everybody played well, attacking the basket, demanding the ball, whether it's going to the board. So I think it was all around a great game for us.
Wake Forest's Cody Miller-McIntyre led all scorers with 20 points and also tossed in 6 rebounds and 6 assists. As for UNC's defensive effort, it's still not up to Coach Williams' liking.
When I think you're really good and consistent, when you're doing it on both ends of the floor. We need everybody to play a little better defensively and finish the defense by getting the box out and going after the stupid basketball.
Next up for the surging Tar Heels are the Seminoles of Florida State. FSU will visit Chapel Hill for a 2 p.m. tip-off Saturday in the Smith Center. Matt Oaks, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
Tar Heels are now 15-4 overall, 5-1 in ACC play, and certainly a good win last night for the Tar Heels over Wake Forest. Always tough to play the Demon Deacons. And the 100th meeting ever between in-state rivals, number 12 North Carolina, travels to Raleigh tonight to play the North Carolina State women in Reynolds Coliseum. State and Carolina have already met once this season, resulting in the Tar Heel win 72-56. That was back on the 4th of January here in Chapel Hill. Stephanie Bavongo is on a hot streak that week, scoring 23 points, adding a dozen rebounds, 5 assists, and 4 blocks. What a night for her. Alicia Gray was recently listed as a Wooden Award midseason contender, averages 13.3 points in the 3 games that she's played against the Wolfpack. This matchup is the ACC's oldest rivalry in terms of women's basketball. North Carolina State holds the all-time record with 51 wins and 48 losses. Pretty close. But with North Carolina State only shooting 30.3% against the Carolina defense in the first game this season, the Tar Heels are looking to do something to catch up last night with that overall record. Again, that will be the Carolina women versus North Carolina State women tonight. And Raleigh will have it for you right here on WCHL with Walter Storholt and the play-by-play. Kimba Walker scored 15 points. Bismack Biyombo had 12 points and 12 rebounds. The surging Charlotte Hornets heads to Miami Heat 78-76 last night. Charlotte won for the 8th time in the last 9 games despite going without a field goal in the final 7 minutes. Hornets had a 56-41 rebounding edge against the Heat last night. Miami had a chance to win the game at its final possession, but Chris Bosh missed a 3-pointer from the top of the key. Mario Chalmers ran down the loose ball and fired up another 3 that missed from the corner. Bosch and Dwayne Wade each had 17 points for Miami. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports.
Listen up, Carolina fans. Go for the slam dunk this season in the Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Don't foul out attempting the never-ending home projects. Whether you're an experienced contractor or a novice do-it-yourselfer, get the jobs done right the first time with the guidance of our knowledgeable staff with decades of experience passed down from generation to generation. Get the local home court advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carrboro. Call us at 919-942-3153 or online at fitchlumber.com. Go Heels.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. Our station website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen anywhere in the world with live streaming. This is Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. 97.9 FM, 1360 AM, WCHL.
Good morning. It is 30 degrees, 625 at WCHL.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood. You may have heard the famous orchestral suite, The Planets, composed by Gustav Holst a century ago. Holst used music to capture what he thought were the personalities of each of the planets. Well, we may have to revise his suite to include two more. The story after this. You know all that mail you get for pre-approved credit cards? That led to David's identity theft nightmare. Somebody stole his mail, accepted a credit card offer in his name, and snatched the card from his mailbox. He even got a driving citation after a criminal used his identity during a traffic stop. This motivated David to become a member of LifeLock, an industry leader in identity theft protection. In the time since he signed up, LifeLock's gotten even better. With their new LifeLock Ultimate Plus service, you're provided protection for your bank and retirement accounts, credit cards, even the equity in your home. No one can stop all identity theft, but LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. Make a resolution to help protect yourself in 2015 with LifeLock Ultimate Plus. Visit LifeLock.com and use my last name, Osgood, to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. Or call LifeLock at 800-838-8040 and mention Osgood. 800-838-8040. 800-838-8040.
Network does not cover all transactions.
Astronomers have been studying what they call extreme trans-Neptunian objects, EPNOS for short. These are bodies orbiting the sun way, way out past Neptune. They found that at least two of the EPNOS are showing signs that they may be actual planets themselves. As one scientist says in language that only another scientist could really love, quote, "This excess of objects with unexpected orbital parameters makes believe that some invisible forces are altering the distribution of the orbital elements of the EPNO. In other words, if it looks like a planet and it behaves like a planet, it may very well be a planet, even if we can't really tell for sure yet. The reason we can't tell is that we can't see it. But astronomers have figured out you can infer something is out there by calculating the gravitational influences that an object would have on bodies that they can't see. If there are at least two undiscovered planets out there, the experts say that they would be larger than Earth, and they would be really, really cold, hundreds of millions of miles away from the Sun. For now, some are calling the possible planets Planet X and Planet Y. But if their existence is confirmed, someday we would have to give them real names. Perhaps one of them could be Boreas, after the Greek god of the cold north wind. And perhaps the other would be Hades, after the Greek god of the underworld. The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Ready to take your small business to the next level? You are not alone. We are here to help. At the UPS Store, we will turn your busy work into easy work by taking care of all of your packaging, shipping, and fulfillment needs so you can concentrate on what matters most, running your business. To learn more about how we can help you, visit theupsstore.com or stop by the UPS stores in Meadowmont, in Chapel Hill North, and on Fordham Boulevard.
The UPS Store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. With the busy spring market just around the corner, it's time to think about getting your house ready for sale and selecting a realtor to sell it. Let my 29 years of home selling experience benefit you. Call today at 919-933-8500 or see us online at TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate is a comprehensive support program for students in the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools. If you enjoy reading, going on walks, baking, or playing basketball with a child, then Blue Ribbon is the perfect opportunity for you. We're looking for volunteers to serve 2 hours a week for a minimum of 2 years. Contact Granville Johnson at 919-918-2170, extension 5. Blue Ribbon thanks WCHL for supporting our program.
6:30, a little bit chilly this morning, 30 degrees in Chapel Hill, 29 this morning in Carrboro, a little bit of frost on the windshield this morning. You may have to take a little extra time to get yourself going. This forecast is brought to you by the Carolina Inn. It is going to be partly sunny today, high today in the low 50s, tonight mostly cloudy and cold with a low in the low 30s. Tomorrow, we're looking at cloudy skies with a chance for rain, mainly in the afternoon tomorrow. Cooler temperatures with a high only about 40. Then looking ahead a little bit, Friday night, rain, steady temperatures in the middle 30s. Saturday, a cloudy day, chance of rain in the morning, and then some sunshine in the afternoon with a high in the low 40s. Saturday night, partly cloudy, cold with a low in the low 30s. And then on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high in the low 50s. That's your forecast all the way through the weekend. Of course, these things do have a way of changing. Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is where you can savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients. Created by executive chef James Clark and his talented culinary team, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM. WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
News update, I'm Dave Barrett. 5 months after unarmed black teenager Michael Brown was shot and killed by a white police officer, a federal probe is wrapping up. And it doesn't appear now that the former police officer, Darren Wilson, will be charged. Here's CBS's Bob Orr.
We're told that the investigation is nearly complete. The FBI side of it is wrapped up, and now federal prosecutors are taking one final look. But the recommendation is very likely to be that no charges from the federal government will be forthcoming.
The shooting of Michael Brown by that white police officer led to many protests in Ferguson, Missouri last summer. No trouble there last night. Now, says CBS's Susan McGinnis,
a broader investigation by the Justice Department into the practices of the Ferguson Police Department continues. Prosecutors are trying to determine if the largely white Ferguson force has demonstrated a history of racial profiling and discrimination.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It's 30, chilly degrees, 632 in WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. There have been ripple effects emanating through the UNC campus following news that Tom Ross will be transitioning out of his role as president of the university system over the next year. One UNC branch of note in this discussion is the UNC School of Government. Tom Ross held a position as a member of the faculty there at the then-named Institute of Government after graduating from Carolina's law school back in the mid-70s. And Ross has been a proponent of the school during his time guiding the whole university system. Tom Thornburg is senior associate dean of the School of Government. He says that what they bring to the table is unique from the rest of the university.
We provide training for officials. So, for example, when they're new mayors, we invite them to school and do training there. When they're new judges, we invite them to school and do training there. Ongoing education for officials is provided in part by the School of Government with help from other organizations and often co-sponsored by other organizations.
Beyond the on-campus training, the UNC School of Government offers ongoing advising to newly elected officials as they come upon new experiences. And the school conducts research intended to help those officials better serve their individual communities. In addition to working with elected officials, Thornburg says that the school also offers a graduate-level program.
We are really focused on sitting public officials in North Carolina. So that is an unusual mission within the university. It is a service mission. We do work with graduate students. We have a program for Master of Public Administration students. That program's here in part because many of those people graduate and then go work in government.
But the School of Government does not offer any undergraduate programs. With new leadership coming to the Board of Governors, it's possible that undergraduate programs may be in line for more funding than graduate-level work. Thornburg says that because the school's work doesn't
doesn't line up with traditional classes on campus, it's always been a priority to prove the school's worth when budget cuts are discussed.
An important job for us always is showing officials in the university, either at UNC Chapel Hill or the greater university, the work we do and helping them understand how it's different from other parts of the university and helping them understand that it's important to the university. We don't expect that piece to change with what's going on with the presidency.
President Ross will be heading the university system until January 3rd, 2016, almost a year from now, or until a successor is found, whichever comes later. Following his tenure, Ross will have a year of paid research, according to his contract, before having a permanently tenured professorship at the UNC School of Government. Thornburg says they would be thrilled to have President Ross back on the roster.
I expect someone like President Ross will have other opportunities as well, but we'd certainly welcome him back to our faculty.
Thornburg adds that the School of Government reaches 10,000 to 15,000 elected officials with the training it offers each year. UNC officials announced the formation of the Carolina Research Venture Fund at a Board of Trustees meeting on Wednesday. WCHL's Blake Hodge was there and has this report.
Board member Sally Shuping Russell, who is also a managing director at BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager, made the announcement on Wednesday afternoon during an Innovation and Impact Committee meeting. She says that the purpose of the fund is to help startup companies get off the ground.
It's starting out initially with $5 million of non-state funds, and we're hoping to grow that, but it takes so little money for that initial seed stage that we wanted to go ahead and get this going, because this will be enough to make a meaningful dent and start leveraging other players later on down the road.
This fund will provide capital to bridge the funding gap between a startup and the larger venture capital firms across the state and nation. The announcement of this fund comes on the heels of Governor Pat McCrory pitching an idea to the UNC Board of Governors last Friday that would include more collaboration with the university system to provide more venture capital funds in the state. Shuping Russell says that she was thrilled that the timeline of this launch and the pitch from the governor lined up so well. She says that this fund has been in the pipeline from Carolina.
It is a culmination of many years of work by many people, and interestingly, it is very timely given Governor McCrory's announcement just now, which Clay mentioned, and also what she announced the other last week, as well as the work and the great recognition of the state, which she hopes to $100 million.
The concept of this fund was originally approved in 2013, and the last year was spent going through the legal process setting up the fund, according to Shuping Russell. She says the Carolina Research Venture Fund will be managed by a third party.
We are going to give funds to an external manager to direct this program, not at all unlike the endowment the investment funds do, which they hire outside monies to actually make the investment decisions. The manager will evaluate size and size of investments in startup companies.
The fund manager will work with a separate board of directors to determine use of these funds. The board will have no decision-making power. That authority will lie with the fund manager, but the board will be in place to offer guidance. Other presentations at the meeting included an update on the university's investment fund, which is up 15.7% over last year, besting the benchmark set of 15%. David Routh is the vice chancellor of university development, and he calls the Fred Eshelman $100 million gift to the UNC School of Pharmacy a game changer for Carolina. He credits the gift to years of teamwork at the university.
Had Bob Lewin, as the dean, not done an extraordinary job over 10 years, investing Fred's first $38 million really, really well, we would not have been in that game.
As part of the consent agenda at the meeting, a design to improve pedestrian, bicycle, and vehicular access from Franklin Street to Cameron Avenue was presented for approval. As a result of the design, there would be 16 parking spaces lost in that area, but the Finance and Infrastructure Committee did approve the design. Committee member Sally Shuping Russell was the only member to be opposed to the approval, saying that that was a route she traveled daily and she is concerned about congestion.
I think it's going to be a problem.
WCHL will also have a report following the full board meeting on Thursday morning. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Chapel Hill Town Council will hold a meeting tonight to discuss a large project in our community. The main topic on the agenda will be the Obie Creek Development Project. A facilitated discussion will be held, will be led by Victor Dover and his team from the planning firm Dover Cole and Partners, and Wade Walker from Alta Planning and Design about land use in southern Chapel Hill. Of particular interest is the town-owned Southern Village Park and Ride Lot area. The meeting will be held tonight at 7 o'clock in the council chambers at Town Hall. A public session and a special council meeting will then be held tomorrow concerning the project. 6:39 at WCHL. Nikki Morris is here. I barely could flag her down this morning because she was moving so fast. So many things going on back
faster
there.
Faster than the speed of light.
In the newsroom. Yeah, it's just lightning. Like, you know, I felt thunderstruck this
morning.
You know,
I have to laugh, though, at that statement because my mother always said I had two speeds, slow and no.
Really?
Well, growing up, yeah, I was a little a little lazy, I guess.
Okay. Growing up?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I've turned into a type A personality, I think.
Well, that's true. You're not. I wouldn't say you're lazy.
No, I'm not lazy.
Not at all. I guess you grew out of that.
I did, big time.
Somehow.
After you hear that for years, I guess you can, you know, you try to turn it around, and I think I overcompensated.
You're saying your mom inspired you to do that?
That was inspiration, yeah, I guess so.
What kind of inspiration? We're not really sure, but at any rate, she turned out all right.
Yeah, I turned out okay.
Nikki will have your traffic report coming up in just a few minutes here on WCHL. Kind of chilly this morning. You have scraped your windshield?
I did.
I didn't. I just had to sit in the driveway and let my defroster work for a moment. And
wow,
it
don't
worked.
Strain yourself.
Yeah, well, I just didn't feel like getting up again.
Didn't have a quarter you could use to scrape?
I didn't feel like getting up and getting out of the car again. So, but at any rate, my point is, allow yourself a couple extra minutes this morning because it's a little bit chilly out there.
Just a little.
30 degrees. 640 WCHL. And coming up next, we have today's commentary. On the way, right after this.
Looking for a classic village lifestyle plus a sophisticated new home? Visit Stanley Martin Homes at Winmore, just off Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Not only does Winmore offer a pool, playground, trails, and open space, your children can walk to Sewell Elementary and Chapel Hill High School. The UNC bus route stops at Winmore, right near Town Center, too. Stanley Martin Homes offers the best in energy efficiency and a choice of three beautiful designs at Winmore, starting in the 370s. Go see them. Or go to StanleyMartin.com.
Crown Honda of South Point is starting off the year right with a resolution to reduce inventory. We'll do whatever it takes to make you a great deal during our inventory reduction sale. Get a new 2015 Honda Pilot for just $320 a month with zero due at signing. Or drive a new 2015 Honda Accord for only $199 a month. Our loss is your gain during the inventory reduction sale. On now at Crown Honda of South Point on South Point Auto Park Boulevard and SouthPointHonda.com. Subject to credit approval. Excludes taxes, tax, and fees. See dealer for complete lease details.
Tackle your first do-it-yourself project of the year. Replace that old carpet with easy-to-install floors from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get it done for less with incredible deals on DIY-friendly Brazilian cherry laminate. It's our thickest and best, and it's less than a buck. Or get the gorgeous look of oak from just 49 cents, plus unbeatable deals on pre-finished solid hardwood, bamboo, vinyl plank, and more for about half of what you'd pay somewhere else. And get special financing. Don't put off that DIY project. Get rid of your dingy carpet and visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hey, Linda. Have you been working out?
I've been shopping at Rite Aid.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. You can earn all these great rewards just by shopping. I got dance fitness sessions.
Rewards for shopping. Happy Me Year.
It's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from bowling to exercise classes to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through January 24th. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/UYEAR for details.
All right, a little frosty, 30 degrees. WCHL, good morning. It is 6:43.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. There's a church in Chapel Hill that welcomes followers of Islam to worship in its building, which they've done for years. I've been in that building at some of those times, and I've never felt threatened there. There's a house next door to ours that a group of Muslims is converting into a place of prayer. Getting to know these neighbors has been wonderful. They've shown me what it's like to practice the teachings of one's faith. I wish everyone could be as peace-loving, kind, and generous as these neighbors are. I was raised a Methodist and have worshipped on occasion in Duke Chapel. I've also been privileged to sing religious music in concerts there, with a chorus whose members represent a variety of faith traditions. Duke has a proud history of welcoming everyone to its chapel, its labs, its classrooms, offices, everywhere. A growing group of Muslims has been meeting for prayer in the Duke Chapel basement, but when the university agreed to let them issue their weekly calls to prayer from the chapel's belfry, voices of anti-Islam bigotry rose up to say no. 224 miles away, Franklin Graham, son of the peace-loving evangelist Billy Graham, went ballistic. "It's a Christian chapel," he insisted. "Muslims shouldn't be using it." It's fair to say Graham has a history of hating Islam. He calls it a false religion guided by treacherous deceit. Quoting now, he said, "The blinding lies of Satan himself are the dark and sinister force ultimately behind any false religion. It is impossible for a false religion to be a true religion of peace." That's the end of his quote. Graham was not alone. Their threats were made. Ugly things were said. Duke's leaders, citing concerns about security, backed down. There will be no calls to prayer from that chapel tower. The Reverend Luke Powery, dean of the chapel, said the university did not cave into pressure. Oh, really? Imam Adil Zeb, the university's chaplain to Muslims, has graciously expressed his gratitude for Duke's support of Muslim students on campus, but he's disappointed in the reversal, he said, and so are hundreds of supportive students and others, both on the Duke campus and well beyond it. And so am I. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams is brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Carolina shot a season-high 60.3%, including a blistering 69% in the second half, to help the Heels run away from Wake Forest, 87-71 Wednesday night in Winston-Salem. As good as the Tar Heel offense was, the Heels also played some pretty solid defense, using a 2-3 zone for a majority of the second half. Why so much zone? Here's Tar Heel head coach Roy Williams.
Early in the second half, JP, Kennedy, and Marcus, all three had three fouls. We just tried to buy some time with it and hoped that they would hustle it just like they would hopefully hustle man-to-man, and they made a couple of threes, but I do think that it bought us some time, and that's what we were looking for.
My name is Carson, and I'm 10 years old. I was just 5 months old when my daddy was taken away by a drunk driver. When I think about my dad, it makes me sad that I never got to know him. It would have been so cool to play basketball with him and for me to just be able to give him a hug. I didn't get to hear him say how much he loved me. I miss my daddy every day. Your plans include alcohol. Please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every kid deserves to grow up with a daddy?
It's never too early to talk with your kids about the dangers of alcohol, but it can be too late. In North Carolina, almost 27,000 violent crimes are committed every year when kids and alcohol mix. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking. Visit talkitoutnc.org.
Bryce Johnson led four Tar Heels in double figures with 19 points, in addition to six rebounds, three assists, and two steals for the junior big man.
He shot the ball in tonight, and that was good. When I think you're really good and consistent, it's when you're doing it on both ends of the floor. We need everybody to play a little better defensively and finish the defense by getting the box out and going after the stupid basketball.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by the North Carolina ABC Commission. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking.
The BMW Certified Pre-Owned Elite sales event is happening now at Performance BMW in Chapel Hill. Certified Pre-Owned Elite BMWs are lower cost with lower mileage and an up to 5-year or 75,000-mile warranty. During the Certified Pre-Owned Elite sales event, lease a 2014 BMW 328i for $294 per month. That's a 2014 BMW 328i for $294 per month. As low as 0.9% financing and a one-payment credit of up to $500 are also available on select Certified Pre-Owned Elite BMWs. Listen to what Donna had to say about her Performance BMW experience.
We were
were greeted with enthusiasm when we first came into the dealership. Kip, the BMW genius, was very helpful and knowledgeable about the cars we were testing. Steve Slocum and John Hillard made our buying experience easy and effortless. It was overall the best car buying experience I have ever had.
Now that's a wow. BMW is the ultimate driving machine, 2014 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader. Wow. Visit PerformanceBMWChapelHill.com where sales and service specials abound, or visit us in person in Chapel Hill just a quarter mile off I-40. Wow.
36-month lease with 10K miles per year based on MSRP of $34,900 and a selling price of $40,325 with $5,999 due at signing. Excludes tax, tag, and $649 admin fee. Dealer retains manufacturer incentives. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS. See dealer for details. Take delivery by January 31st, 2015.
There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacturer of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also on the web at jewelrecycle.com.
Good morning. It's 6:49 WCHL. Time now for your morning traffic. Brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point. And for that, who do we go to? Of all the people in the world that you think would deliver a fine report on traffic and bring you completely up to date on what's happening in the roadways out there, I would pick Nikki Morse.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, you're certainly welcome. I mean, that's a... You know, independent study, but
independent
okay.
study.
Yeah, I'm being as complimentary as I can possibly be.
You are.
Yeah, hey, ladies and gentlemen, give her a great big hand.
Thank you. Nice round of applause.
What's happening out there?
Well, traffic's still very light. Just a couple of minutes this morning added to your commute if you need to scrape your windshield, of course. You've been talking about that all morning.
So or
just
defrost it, at least.
Yeah. Or sit in your car and defrost it.
Yeah, as I did.
Yeah. Northbound 15501, just seeing a little bit of busy traffic as you approach Fordham Boulevard this morning. Northbound Fordham also starting to pick up from 15501 to 54. 40 eastbound remains a delay-free trip if you're heading towards RTP or the airport from Highway 86. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Next time I'll come over to your house and sit in your driveway and watch your windshield defrost if it makes you feel any better.
You know, I finally found my scraper.
Really?
It works awesome.
When was it?
Who knew it?
What a foreign concept.
Who knew an ice scraper would work better than a quarter or a knife sheath?
Where was it?
CD case.
Was it in the car?
No, it was in the house. Oh. Where all good ice scrapers should be.
Yeah, really. If you need to scrape your windshield, look inside your house first. It's probably there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, I'm glad we got that little problem straightened out.
Me too.
Thanks
it's
so
the little
much.
Things in life.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Doesn't take much. Crown Honda of South Point is a home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. I don't think there's anybody at Crown Honda of South Point who would advise you to keep your ice scraper inside your house. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carpenter weather brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. It's a little bit chilly, 30 degrees. Might have to spend a little extra time outside in your car. As Nikki just said, partly sunny today. It's 30 degrees right now, 30 in Chapel Hill, 29 in Carborough, where it's always going to be cooler. Our high today in the low 50s. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cold with a low in the low 30s again. And then on Friday, cloudy with a chance of rain, mainly in the afternoon tomorrow. And cooler temperatures, high only about 40 degrees. Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. It's Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler. Grimble's in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, right next to Whole Foods. Go see Berkeley Grimble today, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Actress Piper Laurie is 83 years old today. Actor, or author, rather, Joseph Wambaugh, 78. Actor John Hurt, 75. Steve Perry, former lead singer of Journey, 66 years old today. Let's see here. Country singer and musician Teddy Gentry of Alabama, 63. Hockey Hall of Famer Mike Bossy, 58. Actress Linda Blair, 56. Actress Diane Lane is 50. Let's see here. Actress Olivia Diabo is 46 years old today. Actress Katie Finneran of the Michael J. Fox Show on television is 44. Actor Christopher Kenny Masterson is 35. And actress Sammy Gale, who's on TV, on Blue Bloods on TV, is 19 years old today. We had some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. Reverend Robert Campbell, who was our hometown hero here on WCHL. Reverend Robert Campbell has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Robert. And make it a big celebration. Also, Bridget Pemberton Smith and Wendy Smith. Cameron's coolest store in Carborough. They're celebrating a birthday today. And Diana Minta also celebrating a birthday today. In addition to that, Mariano Fiorentino is celebrating a birthday today. Mariano Fiorentino, happy birthday. Always love saying your name. And I hope you have a big-time celebration. Ladies and gentlemen, time now for trivia on WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. Been doing this for a long, long time.
We have.
For over 12 years, every weekday. With Freddie Kiger.
It's been pretty amazing.
Yeah.
It's been fun. We have fun.
Yeah.
Hope you guys do. Hope we're not weighing heavily on your senses.
Hope we're not intruding on your space. Some people complain because they say we have too much energy in the morning and they're not accustomed to that. But, you know, I have to.
Well, you got to be fired up.
Got to wake myself up.
I'm running on battery until I can go back and crash into whatever color rack monster I got going on.
As soon as Freddie comes in here and delivers his trivia question and the answer, you know, he's going back to bed.
Going back
to sleep,
folks.
Man.
Yep.
So
I mean, I was up to 3 o'clock last night working on a lecture.
Sort of like the Energizer Bunny, Freddie.
Yes.
You are.
Just don't unplug me.
Or like Tigger.
Yep.
Hey, bouncing all over the room.
Yep.
Yeah, how's it going? I'm just trying to keep up with you.
Well, we do a pretty good job. And maybe, Sylvia Hatchell, good luck to all the Lady Tar Heels as they venture over to Reynolds Coliseum.
Mm-hmm.
And today's question, fluids.
Fluids?
Yeah, at least we're not doing body fluids.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. Ready? Right,
yeah.
Ready? I got you intrigued?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. If you pop open the top or unscrew the jar lid, what liquid are you pounding down if it's made up of beets, carrots, celery, lettuce, parsley, spinach, tomatoes, and watercress?
I know what it is.
You do? All right. What kind of liquid are you drinking if there's beets, carrots, celery, lettuce, parsley, spinach, tomatoes, and watercress?
Sounds pretty healthy, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Sounds kind of boring to be good, but but it is healthy. Give us a call if you know what fluid we are talking about. 919-929-WCHL.
You can get a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. And
you can buy this at Cruisers.
Oh, exactly.
I bet.
Yeah, you can. I'm sure.
You'll be good to go.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Alan Friedman is the director of the Women's Voices Chorus. This group of talented women has a special concert coming up this weekend. And Alan Friedman is today's WCHL hometown hero.
This is a wonderful local chorus we rehearse here in Chapel Hill. We have women that sing with us from Durham and Chapel Hill and Mebane and all over Orange and Durham counties from about ages 22 to 80 that sing secular and sacred music. We have a concert this Sunday called Awakenings.
It's your 21st season, I understand.
That's right.
Tell us more about the concert.
The concert is divided into two halves. The first half is Christmas music. We know we're a little bit past the season, but we have a lot of wonderful music to sing and share. We haven't done Christmas music in quite some time. And the second half of the concert is secular based and talks about new beginnings and origins of social movements of the earth in terms of spring. And some of my favorite music from this concert has to do with the rise of the suffragette movement in the 19th and 20th century, as well as social change movements of this century, 21st century now.
We have a lot of local talented musicians. These women range in age from, what did you say, 18 to 80?
Yeah, just about 18 to 80. It's a great combination. We have folks who are students at UNC and Duke, all the way up to folks who were students, let's say, in the last century. And it's a wonderful combination because these women from all walks of life, we have doctors and homemakers and lawyers and professors, and they come together each Monday to make beautiful music together.
Tell everybody again where this is and how they can find out
more. Absolutely. There's a concert at 3 p.m. this Sunday at University United Methodist Church. That's right there on Franklin Street.
With that great big steeple there.
You got
it.
It
was recently renovated.
You got it. And for more information on tickets, you can go to womensvoiceschorus.org. That's all one word, womensvoiceschorus.org. No apostrophe in web addresses.
And how many women will be performing?
We'll have 68 women up there.
My goodness.
And one man who tries to keep in control.
Good luck with that.
Thank you very much.
Women's Voices Chorus Artistic Director Alan Friedman has been in that position since 2007. In addition to his work with the outstanding chorus, he's the music professional at Judea Reform Congregation in Durham, founding director of Sonam, a chamber choir, and for 8 years was associate conductor of Duke Chapel Music. Friedman is also an active music teacher and clinician in the Triangle, teaching music history courses for retirees, working with a Kids Notes program, and leading choral clinics and workshops all over the state. All of that in addition to being an accomplished composer and arranger. Dr. Alan Friedman, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All right, let me tell you, a lot of phone calls coming in this morning. There's no question about that. And appreciate your listening this morning to Freddie's Trivia Quiz.
Freddie, you're talking about this concoction made of, list it all one more time if you would,
beets, carrots, celery, lettuce, parsley, spinach, tomatoes, watercress.
You're talking about V8 juice.
You are correct.
Yeah. I was beginning.
I should have had a V8.
You could have had a V8.
Yeah.
I was beginning to wonder, because tomatoes was down way down on that list. I was beginning to think, is he going to say tomatoes?
Well, yeah.
Because it looks like tomato juice.
Well, and hold on a second, because that's a very excellent observation.
All you got to do is look at it.
Yeah. Owned by the Campbell Soup Company, it was introduced in 1933, and its name made reference to the fact it contained the juices of 8 different vegetables, and as well was a reference to a car engine that it would give you great energy and what have you. Yeah.
And a lot of it is tomato juice. 7 o'clock, congratulations to Robert Levin of Chapel Hill, called in with the answer this morning. Robert gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers, as I said.